So my partner and I recently learned that we're going to be able to stay in Anchorage long term, which is great for us. And so we started looking for a home approximately a month ago. We've toured at this point probably 12 or 15 houses, put offers on a couple, and so far we don't have a home yet. So far I've been outbid. Most recently, I think our bid was pretty similar to the winning bid, except they paid in all cash, or they offered all cash, and they waived all contingencies where we still kept our life safety contingency and do not have all cash.
Is that getting more common? People kind of waiving contingencies, and I've been even hearing about people placing bids without seeing the house first.
Yeah, so sight unseen is definitely, it appears to be common. Definitely trying to pay cash is something that realtors and sellers are looking for. I went to an open house this weekend and asked what the sellers are looking for in terms of a bid, and the realtor said straight up, like, cash would be great, right? Of course it would be. You know, it's a faster close. You're not, there's little risk of, or no risk of, not getting the financing. But for me, I would say the most unfortunate consequence of this market is the fact that all these contingencies are being waived. So, inspection contingencies, appraisal gaps, whatever they may be, things that I think in the past have in some ways served as buyer protection, right? You can imagine an inspection looking for faulty wiring or whatever it may be, are now needing to be waived.
And that's just because of how competitive the market is. But I mean, could you see that backfiring on the next generation of buyers over the next 5 or 10 years?
Yes. So it is, so it is because the market is so competitive, because there are so many bids on each of these houses. And I'm not an expert, but I would say that my gut feeling is that that could have negative consequences for people who potentially are already a bit stretched to get into a home, because these prices are quite high as well, and then maybe don't have the cash flow to cover some of the things that need to be fixed in a home that otherwise would be covered by a seller in a different market.
Got it. So help us break down some of the major forces impacting the housing market right now. We're seeing, low stock, less construction. What's causing this tight market?
Sure. So Anchorage's for sale inventory is very low right now. Low inventory is being driven by a number of factors, including a shift towards remote work, meaning people don't have to change locations when they change their jobs, a lack of new construction, like you said, and the fact that current homeowners, many of whom refinance their mortgages under historically low rates, have little incentive to put their homes on the market, as they will be met with many of the same roadblocks facing first-time home buyers. And that inventory that does come on the market, it is purchased quickly. So in February 2022, the median property was on the market for 4 days before it was purchased. Compare that to February 2020, when the median property sat for 23 days on the market before it was purchased. Together, these shifts in supply and demand mean that nationally, housing prices have increased by approximately 20% over the last 2 years. It also means that in an effort to get in a home, like you said, homeowners are increasingly waiving these inspection contingencies I talked about, appraisal gaps, and paying cash when they can.
Got it. Is the pandemic entirely to blame for these problems? Are there other factors at play?
So when I was looking at the data, the pandemic is playing a large role, a very large role. But we were already seeing a drop in for sale inventory before the pandemic began. And that, I think, is in part, that's because people are staying in their homes longer as they age. So it used to be that as you aged, you sold your home and maybe even moved in with your kids, right? Or to, wherever it may be. But now people are staying longer in their homes, and so that inventory is just not being released to the market.
No, the other thing that's kind of at play is that interest rates are also ramping up.
Yes.
And that certainly doesn't help the issue of affordable housing in the short term. But could you explain how that's expected to impact home buying over the next year or so?
Sure. So with increasing interest rates, we should see a decrease in home prices as people are increasingly priced out of the market as their mortgages get bigger. The extent to which that is true depends on the proportion of cash buyers in a given market. Those cash buyers are largely unaffected by interest rates. How much rent prices are rising, because of course a rental property is going to be your substitute for a mortgage. So if rent prices are increasing even faster, right, then it's still rational to get that mortgage. And the degree to which people are willing to extend themselves in order to purchase a home. The reality is that people need a roof over their head, and they will pay what they need either through a mortgage or through rent.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, renters might feel like this doesn't apply to them, but does it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time a property exchanges hands, right, there's potentially a new loan on it. And even if it's not a loan, right, even if it was paid with cash, right, landlords certainly want their properties to be rented at the market rate, and that market rate is increasing.